Chillax, a podcast where you listen to this up or talk about life, news, and anything interesting. Welcome back, everyone, to a new episode of the Chillax podcast. I hope all of you are doing well. Today's episode, I'm recording it in a different kind of setting. Instead of doing it in the morning on a Sunday, I am doing it on a Saturday night. Hopefully, maybe, you know, different environment feels different, and I won't feel as rushed because, like, whenever I have to record, like, it's on a Sunday morning and it feels like, wow, I need to faster rush it out and I can't really sleep in. So maybe this change might work. I might sound different. I heard that, you know, your voice sound different throughout the day, and I'm hoping that my mind is still working. But if it's about sharing my own experience, it should be fine lah, I think. Yeah, so it has been a week since I came back from Taiwan. It has been a week, man. I think in the first 3 days when I came back, it wasn't great, I would say. Great as in, like, I wasn't feeling fantastic. It's like, I think you have been away for so long, and you know, you're so used to like a new kind of environment already that you're really kind of like assimilated, or how do I say, just kind of used to how things are overseas really. Then when you're back, right, it just feels very different, and it's also the holiday mood thing. Like, after that, I had this post-holiday blues. I just felt like, I don't know, there are a few ways I can describe it. It's the, for those who are male, after you finish army, you start studying, it's that kind of feeling. Everything just feels out of place, studying feels not quite right. Or after you watch finish, and for everyone, male or female, whatever it is, after you watch a show, then, you know, the show is so nice, you're so engrossed in it, you're so emotionally attached that after it has ended, right, you just feel like your life is missing and you just wish that it can be extended a little more. Like, why is it ending? Why has it ended? Am I back to reality now? It's that kind of feeling, you know. And I think the first 3 days I really had it. And I think after the 4th and 5th day, when I have so much work that I couldn't even kind of like brood and ruminate over it, right? I just kind of like, I think my mind kind of got over it really. My mind kind of got back to normal, reality, working life. And I don't know, maybe that's the reason why people like to travel, to chase that high. It's the same as like wanting to watch new shows, binging all these shows, like, is that high that I'm always looking for. That's why I love watching shows a lot. Like shows that I'm interested in, things that make you think a lot, or things like very funny, anime, or even K-drama. I think K-drama is something that gives me the feeling that's closest to this Taiwan trip after it ended. It's like, I remember I mentioned this before, I watched the Attorney Woo, that show, and I got so engrossed in it that it's like, after that, after I finished it, right, for the entire week, I was just like stunned, you know. I just couldn't live my life normally. It just feels like, oh my god, this has ended. And I think it's because of this whole love thing. Like, especially in my life situation right now, it just fit perfectly. And it created so much emotions that it makes it so hard to like kind of like go back to reality. I think that's similar. I mean, I took quite a while to explain how I feel, but that's roughly the experience, I would say. Anyway, today's episode is really more about talking about things I like about Taiwan and things I don't really like, or things that, you know, it's different from 6 years ago when I went to Taiwan during my poly days. So the things I like, the first thing is the weather. The weather is okay. I would say that the weather for the first 2 days was terrible. It was the same as Singapore. I think I got mentioned this in the last episode. I really can't differentiate whether I got say this to you guys or say this to my colleagues or to my friends or whatever it is. But I will repeat some parts. The weather first 2 days was crappy, same as Singapore. I don't think it's less humid than Singapore. I still sweat. Luckily, the remaining days it rained in some other areas, but I think the rain kind of affected the weather in my area. Like, I think it rained in Taipei, then I think it affected Kaohsiung also. So overall, like, wherever we go, right, the rain has ended already. And what happened was that the weather just becomes very cold and very nice. And I think, right, the best weather is around the aircon 25 degrees weather. For those who have been to winter countries before, you will understand that why winter kind of sucks, why people hate winter. You see all these angmohs like moving to Singapore, even though you don't understand like why do you want to move to Singapore, like so hot, right? It's when you live in cold weather and you have that kind of depression from cold weather, the lack of sunlight, and just cold in general. Of course, people can say, you know, if it's cold, you can put on more clothes. But sometimes, right, putting more clothes doesn't make a difference. Like, okay, it keeps you warm, but overall, the wind is just blowing on your face. Even if you cover your face, it's still hitting you. You can feel it. And when you bow, when you like wrap yourself, like bow yourself until like a bun, like a dumpling, it doesn't feel comfortable, man. I mean, as much as, you know, cold weather is cool, you can wear different layers. I think the optimal weather is like what I say, 25 degrees. You can wear two layers or even maybe three layers if it gets even lower. And that's the best weather. You can, you know, style differently and at the same time enjoy the cold weather and not have to sweat and, you know, feel the heat that is like burning your face, you know. But anything beyond that, or like anything that's hotter, anything that's colder, it's just, for me, I can't stand it. Yeah, cold weather, I tried it once and I'm done. I don't need it ever again. The second one is people are generally, females, okay, this is going to be super superficial, very very superficial, so forgive me. I mean, I will try and word things correctly and not be, I don't know, generally it's like you'll be too superficial, you'll be judged by other people. But I just gonna be honest here. The females there, maybe it's the grass is greener on the other side. They generally look prettier, I would say. Guys, as for guys is about the same. All of us are pretty ugly. So you see situations where like very pretty girls dating very ugly guys. But of course the situation there is also quite interesting. The guys there, right, for those who are handsome, they are very, very, very handsome. Then for those who are normal, pretty much like us, 5 upon 10 or even lesser. Yeah, but the girls there are very pretty. But based on one of my friend's friend who is a Taiwanese, says that Singaporean girls are pretty too. So I guess it's a case of the grass is greener on the other side. Overall, my friend was telling me like after they come here, they see the dating app, they see, you know, Ximending, Taipei, whatever it is, on the roadside, night market, whatever. It kind of skewed their whole expectation that when they come back, they can't really, like, maybe it shifts their standards really, I suppose. It's very hard to go with someone that is local now. But no choice lah. I mean, it's not like you're gonna move over to Taiwan. Yeah. But this was an interesting thing to witness. Similar to Thailand, my friend was telling me that Taiwan is prettier than Thailand. I would say both are roughly the same. Maybe Taiwan, because they speak Chinese, is easier to relate to. Thailand, I would say they have a very interesting look to them. And overall, people are quite attractive. Guys also are quite attractive as well. Yeah. Then the third one is beef noodles or noodles in general are amazing. I don't know, man. Maybe it's just Singapore doesn't have enough noodle dishes. I know a lot of you guys will say, oh, we got bak chor mee. But for me, I really love my soup noodles. And beef noodles is not very common in Singapore. I mean, now that the China food is getting more and more popular, they have beef noodle. I would say that it's not as good as the ones I taste in China or even in Taiwan. And just in Taiwan alone, there's so many beef noodles or noodles. It's amazing, man. I'm a fan of noodles. I would take noodles any time of the day over rice. Of course, rice is more filling and yala, but I love noodles more. The next one is milk tea and just drinks in general. Drinks products have a lot of variety. First thing I need to talk about is the milk tea. It's as good as last time, and even their packaged milk tea, their bubble tea, milk tea, all of it is very good. I think the difference here, right, is the milk. The milk they use, right, is very, very creamy. Unlike Singapore, like, you know, in Taiwan, you put ice, the milk tea is still milky and tea, like, you know, tastes like tea. In Singapore, you put milk, gone really. Immediately tastes diluted. I think the milk itself is like they're using what, low fat skim milk might be a possibility, you know. It's like milk that is lying. I think this was a quote from where the office. Yeah, that was pretty funny. So milk tea is awesome. Drinks products in general, there's a lot of variety. They got black coffee, they got milk coffee, they got fruit juice, they got iced tea. Okay, sounds a lot like Singapore. I would say the main difference here is that they have the same kind of drinks, but okay, not same kind of drinks. They have different brands with different types of innovations and different drinks, which, because the market is so big. So all these brands are trying to compete with their own unique taste. So that makes it very, I don't know, exciting. Every day you go to a convenience store, try a different drink. And in Singapore, it's just, oh, Boca iced tea or the what? The Coca, wait, is it Coca-Cola? Heavens and Earth, yes. Yeah, Heavens and Earth is part of Coca-Cola. So Heavens and Earth is just this few iced tea and like, I mean, okay, to be honest, Heavens and Earth, terrible. Anything that's under Coca-Cola, their tea drinks, way too diluted, not strong enough. Poca is probably the better one. They actually taste like tea. Yeah, but there's only one brand. And sometimes it feels like they overbrew the tea. Feels a bit too tart, or you would say too siap, in like your tongue can feel it. Whereas in Taiwan, it's very smooth. They have different kind of tea as well. They even have those bottled iced tea, right? With actual tea leaves inside, you know, they brew it. And that was amazing. Too bad I didn't have enough chance to try everything. Like too much, don't have enough time, or just, I don't know, man. I mean, you drink so much, eat so much, you, at the end of the day, you can't force yourself really. Too much really. Another thing is also bottled coffee. I think Singapore is just, maybe it's just the accessibility in terms of like the coffee shop. You can buy coffee. Why need to buy coffee in 7-Eleven or NTUC or whatever, right? Interestingly, we are more of a tea bottled drinker instead of coffee, which is quite strange because we also drink a lot of coffee, right, from coffee shop. So I'm not too sure about that. Like even though we drink tea, you can buy tea from coffee shop, but a lot of people still buy bottled tea as well. The good thing is that Taiwan has bottled coffee, which is nice. Then next one is convenience store. Yes, I mean, speaking about drinks, convenience store, absolutely amazing. Like Japan, literally like Japan. Like Taiwan is just a mix of different cultures, right? Or different kind of influence is there, like Korea, Hong Kong, China, and even Japan. The convenience store is literally everywhere. Like, unless you're in the Ulu area, maybe you need to walk 10 minutes, but otherwise, you see like two 7-Elevens just in the walking distance, you know, 2 minutes away. And within the 7-Eleven, I mean nearby, you also have Family Mart, you got High Life, another convenience store. Just literally everywhere. And you can just buy all kinds of shit there. And I'm not quite sure, maybe it's just the tourist view of the pricing is slightly different. Maybe I'm a tourist, so I view the pricing differently. It just feels relatively, I would say, cheaper than Singapore. I always felt that Singapore convenience store is like, you really dying of thirst really, right? Then you buy the drink. Otherwise, it's way too expensive. And even now when I'm working, right, when I look at the price, it is still quite expensive. Of course, if I'm earning maybe 5k or even, okay, 10k is a comfortable amount, then I am okay with like, okay, price is relative, right? So the convenience store price is alright. If I'm earning 10k, I'm earning less than 5k, right? I look at the convenience store, it's like, wow, so expensive. I might as well just go down to NTUC buy, right? However, in Taiwan, things are like cheaper. Feels like a kind of a vending machine kind of price in Singapore, like $1.50, $2 max. Aside from that, everything is relatively affordable, easy accessible. That's why, you know, I don't feel that pinch. I don't have to go to NTUC. Like, their supermarkets are not that. Okay, they have some supermarkets here and there. Whereas convenience store is more like easily accessible. That's why. Maybe that's why it's affordable. Like all these stores buy so much, then they kind of like distribute the cost in general. So aside from convenience store, there's also the public transportation system. It's just so well connected. Like after having gone to Vietnam, gone to Malaysia, you realize that not every country will have a well connected public transport system. And for Taiwan, it's good to be able to, okay, why am I talking? okay, I think it's okay, yeah, the late at night, the tiredness is getting to me already. Yeah. To be able to just travel to wherever you want, to be self-sufficient and not rely on like a driver, and not having to rely on like private hire, cab or driving, instead of just, you know, relying on public transport, feels, I don't know, much better. Everything is very affordable. Their transportation is pretty cheap as well. They cost about, I think every trip is about 20 NTD. So 100 is $4, 50 is 20. So no, 50 is $2. So it's about less than a dollar, man. Am I right? Yeah, about a dollar, I would say. So that is very cheap, man. Like, they really subsidize it. I guess. I mean, like, Singapore, they also subsidize it, right? So, and the transportation system, also pretty clean, like Singapore. I mean, inside is a bit old, but I think Singapore one is also kind of the same. Like, some is new, some is old. Yeah. Overall, they just feel the same, I would say. And it's perfect. It works. And people are quiet, as compared to Singapore, where people are noisy. Sometimes people, you have like kids screaming, you have some young punk talking loudly, some old uncle auntie play music, or some, okay, I don't want to talk about country or race here, okay. I want to talk about some group of people that will play music and not use earpiece. Yeah, but old people does that too. And apparently in Taiwan, old people also does that too. I haven't seen it yet. Interestingly, you will hear the public PA system talking about specifically telling old people, not really, they never say old people, just say, please do not play your music without earpiece on. They actually say that, you know. I haven't seen that happen before in Taiwan, but it was interesting to hear that. Overall, quiet, peace and quiet. That's why I think I haven't seen anybody wear like noise cancelling headphones. I was the only one that is wearing it. Whereas in Singapore, you start to see there's a trend, increasing trend of people wearing noise cancelling headphones. Either it's a fashion thing or it could be just too much noise really. Yeah. So public transportation system aside, alcohol is cheap. They have good local craft beer. I think anywhere beyond Singapore, aside from Singapore, is cheap like alcohol. Their craft beer is pretty good, and they also sell it in their supermarket and convenience store as well. As compared to Singapore, you don't really see that. And their craft beer is pretty nice. Like, I tried one that is sold in quite a lot of supermarkets. Is this award-winning honey beer. And it's not that kind of like fruit beer. It's a beer that tastes like a beer, that is not sweet, but it tastes like honey, which is interesting. And it's not like some faint honey taste, it's like pretty strong. And I get why it won like some Taiwan local beer award. It was amazing. I drank it like 2 times. Unfortunately, you know, I couldn't drink more. I think at that point, I feel that if I drink more, I'm probably gonna get a bad liver after that. I drank every single day when I was in Taiwan. I wanted to bring back, I'm not quite sure. I was a bit scared I would get charged tax. So I just didn't do that. I mean, just go back next time and drink it. So these are the things that I can think of that I like about Taiwan. If I can think of more, I'll probably talk about it. Aside from that, what other things did I do? Okay, yeah. I wanted to talk about the things I do that I missed out on the first episode I came back from, after I came back from Taiwan. But I think maybe we can leave it to the next one, depending on the time. Okay, now it's 20 minutes, so we can talk about the bad stuff now, or the not so great stuff. So the last time I remember when I went there in 2016, the service was impeccable, amazing, absolutely amazing. When you go in the store, people will say the 欢迎光临, like welcome to the store. And when you leave, they will say something like thank you or whatever. But now, they don't say that anymore, which is pretty surprising. I don't know why. People are alright. I wouldn't say. I don't really feel the Taiwanese kind of like hospitality, and we also never go out of the way to interact with Taiwanese at all. So the only interaction is when you go into the store, and that was the only opportunity that they can interact with us. And compared to the time 6 years ago, they just never greeted us. They never show any kind of like warmth. Like when you, 6 years ago, 2016, right? It was so exaggerated, you know. It just feels like when you go to every store, they would just say they would say welcome, and that was so like so jarring as compared to Singapore, and that really left an impression. But now going back, to Taiwan in 2023, doesn't happen except for Uniqlo. Uniqlo, I mean, of course lah, right? But aside from that, there really isn't any. And maybe it's, yeah, long, the service is no longer as good. And interestingly also, this is not a bad thing. 2016, when I went there, I saw a lot of the Bingrang. I think it's Betel Nut, B-E-T-E-L. I think it's some sort of like, it's like similar to like tobacco, alcohol, that kind. People eat it and they are, it's not healthy for you, but it has some sort of positive drug effect, I would say. And a lot of the old people eat it. The middle-aged people eat it also. So last time when I went, I saw a lot of these stores, and usually they have some like old sexy auntie outside, or some even younger ones. And it was everywhere. When you drive, you will see a lot of these stores and the girls are there. Now when I go back to Taiwan, we drove past a lot of places. We drove to everywhere, like, you know, between like from Kaohsiung, like when we move from city to city. I mean, city to city, you don't really have like, it's either you take train or you drive, right? So some places we drove, we have a driver, and then I never see any of these girls. Like the only time I see this Bingrang, this Betel Nut stores, right, is at certain very ulu areas, very backwaters, very old areas, and people inside there, it's just some auntie, some uncle, like just normal looking. They don't have the sexy lady outside, like the, like, I mean, I would say that the ladies, they look very similar to our local coffee shop with the tiger auntie, the auntie that sells beer at night one. Yeah, similar to that. I don't see that anymore, which is interesting. Maybe it's just, I guess it's just a passé. It's a very old kind of thing. Like this kind of activity is outdated really, I would say. That's why they don't have this kind of stores. Maybe COVID make a difference. Maybe COVID shut all of them down. I don't know. Maybe they, like, there's no need. You can't really see them, right? During COVID, it's like no contact at all. That's why like this kind of thing shut down. Yeah, interesting, right? So the next one is cost is very similar. So there's not much difference. I thought there would be like things will be cheaper there. Overall, things are about the same. I think I got mentioned before, the night market prices slightly cheaper. It's like a pre-inflation night market pasar malam kind of price. Chicken chop $4, drinks $2, about the same. So you think that, you know, you buy this small thing here, you buy this small food here, you realize you are hitting $15 to $20 really. So it's insane. And then just regular like food, daily necessities, everything is about the same price actually. It's not the kind of situation like a Vietnam or like a Malaysia where you have like where things are really really cheaper. Food is very very cheap in Vietnam. Then in Malaysia they are like toothbrush, toothpaste, whatever, this kind of stuff is also very very cheap. So it's not that kind of situation. It's very much like Singapore actually. So cost is like 1-to-1 lah. So I'm not really saving much money at the end of the day. Next one is Taiwan airport is not as good. I think that was it left an impression lah. I think I was talking to my friends, you know, telling them I want to shop when we go to the airport, like we need to leave some time to walk around and see things. Then my friends say, you know that, you know, the Taiwan airport is not as good as Singapore, right? And I realized that. I thought Singapore airport was like, huh? Singapore airport? How is that? Why are they nominated every year? Why do they win the award every year? Like, how is that good? They have carpeted floor, okay, sure. They have a lot of stores, sure. They have some butterfly garden. They have some lounging area. They have some charging place. Like, okay lah, I mean, pretty normal, alright? Like, any shopping mall, this is like a bit more upgraded than a normal shopping mall, but some shopping malls also have these kind of things. Feels like a hotel, very much like a hotel. So what exactly is so special, right? But then you realize that this kind of standard is actually quite high as compared to other airport, because other airport is just ceramic floors, typical like a shopping center kind, but it's like barren lands, you know, there's nothing, just some stores here and there, and they don't have any lounging area at all. They don't have carpeted floors, they don't have like areas where you can lie down and fall asleep or whatever it is. And then you really realize, you know, oh, actually whatever Singapore is doing, our airport is pretty good really. It gives you all the it gives you as many amenities to keep you comfortable, I would say. Like after having been to Taiwan, Vietnam, you realize it's like, oh, okay, that's the difference here. That's really the difference. Like that's the selling point why they want to have people transit at our place, right? Because it's comfortable, it's reliable in terms of like luggage transfers and everything. Yeah. So besides Taiwan airport is not as good. Fried chicken is a little overrated. I know that Taiwan is famous for its fried chicken. I wouldn't say it's as good as Korean fried chicken, but of course I would say I'm also not really a fan of Korean. Okay, the Korean fried chicken that's non-sauce based, right, is pretty good. I hate sauce. I hate sweet sauce on my salty fried chicken. That's just my personal taste. But as far as fried chicken go in Taiwan, they also like to marinate it with some sweet stuff, and it just doesn't taste as good. So maybe just taste preference. I don't like to mix these kind of things together. Even though they put the powder and everything to make it salty and spicy, it still feels a bit sweet because they marinate it right overnight in some sort of honey or whatever it is. So yeah, that's that. Fried chicken is also just overrated in general. Like many of the places they sell the fried chicken with like it's breast meat. So it's like I'm alright. Like I'm not really a fan. Like I eat breast meat for chicken rice, but for this kind of fried chicken stuff, I don't want to be eating breast meat. Yeah. Next one is not all places accept foreign credit card. So I thought YouTrip is like okay. YouTrip is pretty good. Okay. Wow, I talk too much really. I think it's like my mouth need some water. Okay. Yeah, I think I need to have better pacing, you know. After doing this for so long, I need to be able to breathe. I need to breathe, talk and breathe. Sometimes I just keep talking and I don't breathe at all. It's a skill, you know. It's a skill that I need to learn. It's like you sing karaoke, you sing a song, you also need to know when to breathe. Yeah. Otherwise your mouth will start like crackling and start making weird noises. Okay, anyway, I deviated. So back to the point, not all places accept foreign credit cards. So this one might be useful for you guys, for those who are interested in going for a Taiwan trip, for those who are still listening. A YouTrip of course is useful. When I try to pay using YouTrip, apparently YouTrip doesn't have a wallet for Taiwan dollars, but the exchange rate is pretty good. So you're paying quite little when you convert, and then when you actually use cash to go and change and money changes actually cost a lot more. So YouTube is not too bad. The only problem is that not all stores accept it. So let's say we go to Taiwan, right? Only out of all the convenience store, only 7-Eleven accepts it. So Family Mart, the main one, and 7-Eleven, Family Mart doesn't accept it. So they'll just reject. And you might think that, oh, you know, they just purposely to reject you. If you use the card, it might work. No, it doesn't work. That's why they reject. Yeah. And then the supermarket as well. So supermarket, the Carrefour, it accepts your foreign card. But another one, popular one, is called PX Bud or PX Supermarket. It doesn't accept it. And when you use your card, it will just reject. So that's one of those things. These are the main things. Aside from that, I think just normal retail stores, I didn't buy a lot of stuff, but my friend bought a lot of stuff, and when they use YouTube, it seemed to work. Cafes, it seemed to work. I guess the main ones that where we got rejected is the 7-Eleven and what is it again? PX Mart, yeah. So last one is instant noodle is amazing, but a little overrated when you can eat actual noodles. I think maybe this one is more of like last time, 6 years ago going there, I was like, I mean, I really like instant noodle in general. And going there, it was like, wow, land of so many instant noodle. So nice, real meat. I was really excited that I bought a lot of instant noodle back. I really enjoyed it. Now, I don't know, maybe it's a little bit older already. Your taste change or something. The instant noodle is still amazing, but when you can eat actual noodles there, when you try the beef noodles, the Michelin star one, dang, it's like, cannot compare lah, instant noodle, even though instant noodle is amazing, and I focus more on buying snacks back instead of instant noodle. Like, instant noodle take too much space really, and I try all the other ones, I don't really like it. So end up just buying snacks lah. Snacks might be easier because when I work, I can snack, and at the same time, I bought tea and coffee, so that's, it's like more of making my working life more, during the time when I'm eating and drinking, more pleasurable, I would say, making myself less stressed by eating something that I like. Yeah, that's the logic. Wow, it's 30 minutes already. I think it's pretty nice though, just having it in the, at night, just talking and rambling when nobody is disturbing you. It's amazing. Yeah, I think I might just do that. I don't feel that stressed. I'm pretty much focused on just talking and feel more at ease. Instead of in the morning, I just feel like, ah, I need to keep recording. I need to, like, how do I say? Sometimes when I start in a very weird or incorrect manner that I don't feel quite right, I will just restart. But I won't edit. And I also feel a bit stressed where I keep on thinking, am I using the wrong words? Am I speaking coherently? Sometimes, you know, when you talk a bit, then like you got indigestion, then you want to burp, then like it just feels weird and everything. Like there's so much things involved, you know? It's like, kind of just talk normally. That's why I think at night it just feels like, oh, zen mode. I think, right, this will be the time from moving on forward. So I will do it at night, then I will have a glass of alcohol to keep myself, like, you know, like peaceful. Okay, maybe if I drink alcohol I will burp more, so I probably shouldn't do that. Maybe I drink first, then I get the alcohol high really, then I talk, then that would be very nice. I can just be chill and just have a conversation and not feel so like caught up in my own mind, right? Okay, anyway, I'm rambling really. These are all the things I wrote down, all the notes I wrote down. I hope you guys have enjoyed this. I'm not quite sure whether I'll still be talking about Taiwan. I think at this point, if I keep talking about Taiwan, I might lose all my listeners. So probably the next upcoming trip will be in Australia really with my friends in October or September. So that would be fun, going to a angmoh country. I've been to angmoh country before, like France. I think Australia is slightly different, so that would be interesting, and visiting my friends. Yeah, but I think next week I'll talk about something else. So I hope you guys enjoyed this. Consider supporting the podcast at patreon.com. Every dollar goes a long way to just, you know, provide more stability, provide more freedom, and just giving me more time to like focus on other things, like finding more new content to share and just supporting, you know. Maybe if I earn enough from this podcast, I can experience more things, I would say. Yeah, so I'll see you guys next time, and have a great day and have a great weekend ahead.